ఫాదర్ శివన ప్రభు, శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం 11th canto, 1st chapter.
ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ.
ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ.
ఓం నమో వాసుదేవాయ.
ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ.
సో కృష్ణ, బై ది గ్రేస్ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ నా పురాణ గౌరంగా వి హావ్ బీన్ ఏబుల్ టు కంప్లీట్ అప్ టు 10th canto. నా విల్ స్టార్ట్ 11th canto. సో 11th canto, ఇట్ ఈస్ స్టార్టెడ్ టు బి ది ఫోర్ హెడ్ ఆఫ్ ది లార్డ్. 10th canto ఇస్ ది లోటస్ ఫేస్ ఆఫ్ ది లార్డ్. 11th canto ఇస్ ది ఫోర్ హెడ్ ఆఫ్ ది లార్డ్. సో దిస్ 11th canto, ది పాయింట్ ఆఫ్ ది సబ్జెక్ట్ ఈస్ దట్ ముక్తి. హౌ వన్ కెన్ బి డెలివర్డ్ ఫ్రమ్ దిస్ మెటీరియల్ వరల్డ్ బై గెటింగ్ ది నాలెడ్జ్ డిస్క్రైబ్డ్ ఇన్ దిస్ దిస్ సెక్షన్ ఆఫ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం 11th canto, ఫస్ట్ ఐ మీన్ 11th canto. సో ఇన్ ద ఫస్ట్ చాప్టర్ వి డిస్క్రైబ్ హౌ దీస్ యాదవస్ దే ఫౌట్ అమంగ్ దెమ్సెల్వ్స్ అండ్ ఇన్ దిస్ వే దే వర్ కిల్డ్. వన్ డే ది జనరలీ వెన్ ది లార్డ్ ఈస్ దేర్ ఇన్ ద్వారక, సో ఆల్ ది సెయింట్స్ ఫ్రీక్వెంట్లీ విజిట్ ద్వారక. దర్ ఇస్ ఎ ప్లేస్ నియర్ బై ద్వారక, దర్ ఇస్ పిండారక క్షేత్ర వేర్ ది సెయింట్స్ ఆల్వేజ్ అసెంబుల్. దే ఆర్ సమ్ ఆఫ్ ది జదూస్ దే డ్రెస్డ్ ది సాంబో ది సన్ ఆఫ్ ఐ థింక్ జాంబవతి and the dressed Sambhav as a lady and joke with the saints. They said that our receiver and receives this young lady is going to have a child, but she is same to ask the question, so we ask on her behalf, what child will it deliver, will she deliver? So the saints could understand that the children are playing jokes with them. So they became angry. So they said, evam pralabdha munayah tanachu kupita nupa janayasati bomanda musalam kulanasanam. Thus ridiculed by deceit, the sages became angry, O king, and told the boy, fools, she will bear you an iron club that will destroy your entire dynasty. Actually, one iron club came out of that dress of that Sambhav. And described that Ugrasena, who is the king of Dwarka, he ordered Bhima to grind this club to pieces, and the little portion remained he threw it in the ocean. So, and in this way, those pieces, iron pieces, created one field that is called Erakavana, Erakavana. And the Lord knew this, so the Lord wanted that before he goes back to the spiritual world, these associates, they will also be going back. That's why he arranged this incident, so that the Lord said them that because you have got a cross, so in order to be free from this cross, you go to this Prahas Chakra and perform sacrifices, fire sacrifices, give some charities to the Brahmanas, so that you may be delivered from, you may be free from this cross of the sages. So they did accordingly. But after giving charity, they took some, they took food, prasadam, and thereafter they took Varuni Madira. Yeah, by which they become drunk and they fought with that Eraka, that crop that grew from those from the ashes of this cloth, from the pieces of this cloth, that is called Eraka, and they were killed among themselves. So in this way, the Jadukulas, so many dynasties were there, they were all destroyed. So it will also further describe later on. So in this way, in the second chapter of 11th canto, it will describe go to Navajogendra. Navajogendra, as we have heard, there are hundred sons of Rishabhdev. So these nine sons are also of this Rishabhdev. Kavi, Abhi, Antarikya, Prabhuta, Vipadayana, Abhivatra, Dhumala, Samasa, Parabhajana, they are the nine sages. Famously known as Navajogendra. So they visited this king Nimi. So the Nimi asked them some questions. Actually this point arose when Vasudeva asked some questions to Narad Muni about dharma. So Narad Muni quoted these verses described between Nimi and Navajogendra. So Nimi asked this Navajogendra, this very verse you know, maybe knowing, Dullabho Manusa Deho Devanani Kshanabhangura Tatrapi Dullabhang Manne Vaikuntha Priyadarsana. It is described in 11th canto, 2nd chapter, text 29, that when one gets a human body, it is a very rare life. For the conditioned souls, the human body is most difficult to achieve, and it can be lost at any moment. But I think that even those who have achieved human life rarely gain the association of pure devotees who are dear to the Lord of Vaikuntha. So, atha atyam tikam kheman kuchamam bhavato naha sansarasmin khanat dhogi satsanga sevade nunan. Therefore, O completely sinless ones, I ask you to kindly tell me what the supreme good is. After all, even half a moment's association with pure devotees within this world of birth and death is a priceless treasure for any man. So, to answer this question, he has so many questions. So, each of the Navajogendras, they answered some of the questions. So, here Kavi answers a very famous verse. Jevehi Bhagavata Prokta Upaya Hatmalabdhaye Manja Punsa Abhidusam Vidhi Bhagavatam Hitam Janastaya Nararajan No Pramadhyata Karichit Dhavan Nimilyava Netre No Skhalet No Patyadiha. That means, even ignorant living entities can very easily come to know the Supreme Lord if they adopt those means prescribed by the Supreme Lord Himself. The process recommended by the Lord is to be known as Bhagavata Dharma or devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Janastaya no Rajan no Pramadhyata Karijit Dhavan Nimilyavane Tre no Skhalet no Patyadiya. O King, one who accepts this process of devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead will never blunder on his path in this world. Even while running, O King, one who accepts this process of devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead will never blunder on his path in this world. Even while running with eyes closed. So your eyes are closed. Closed, till then, he will never creep or fall. This is Bhagavad Dharma. Even if one is blind, if he simply sticks to this path, He will neither trip nor fall. And this is Bhagavad Dharma. So in short, this Bhagavad Dharma is kayena vacha manase indriyaiva buddhyatmana vam shrota svabhavat karoti yajjat sakalam parasmai narayanayeti samarpayetat. In accordance with the particular nature, one is acquired in conditioned life. Whatever one does with body, words and mind, senses, intelligence or purified consciousness, one should offer to the Supreme, thinking this is for the pleasure of Lord Narayana. This is Bhagavad Dharma. So, there is a very famous verse. Vayam nitya vinivyeta dasya isha dhatatasya vipadya smuti tanmayata buddhavadyetam dhaptika yesam gurudevatatma. Is 11.237. When fear arises, it arises when a living entity misidentifies himself as a material body because of absorption in the external illusory energy of the Lord. When the living entity thus turns away from the Supreme Lord, he also forgets his own constitutional position as a servant of the Lord. This bewildering, fearful condition is affected by the potential for illusion called Maya. Therefore, an intelligent person should engage unflinchingly in the unalloyed devotional service of the Lord under the guidance of a bona fide spiritual master whom he should accept as his worshipable deity and as his very life and soul. In this way, there are several verses, and one very famous verse is evam vratasu priyanama kirtya jatanu raga drutacitta uccai asatyati rodhiki rodhi gayati manumasvat nuttati logavaya. By chanting the holy name of the Supreme Lord, one comes to the stage of love of Godhead. Then the devotee is fixed in his goal as an eternal servant of the Lord, and he gradually becomes very much attached a particular name and form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As his heart melts with ecstatic love, he laughs very loudly or cries or shouts. Sometimes he sings and dances like a madman, for he is indifferent to public opinion. So another important part is 11.42. Bhakti parisan bhavo virakti anyatra chaisatrika ekakala Prapadya manasa dasmata siu pushti pushti chidupaya vandhasam. Devotion, direct experience of the Supreme Lord and detachment from other things, these three occur simultaneously for one who has taken shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In the same way that pleasure, nourishment and relief from hunger come simultaneously and increasingly with each bite for a person engaged with eating. In this way, in the second chapter is described. Then third chapter, another question asked. In this second chapter also there is another question that how we know about the different types of devotees. So these different types of devotees have been described in Uttam Bhagavata, Madhyam Bhagavata, Kanishta Bhagavata, like that. 11.245, 46, 47. Sarvabhuteshu japasyet bhagavat bhavamatmanah bhutani bhagavati atmani esa bhagavatottama. You have said this point. The most advanced devotee sees within everything the soul of all souls, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. Consequently, he sees everything in relation to the Supreme Lord and understands that everything that exists is eternally situated within the Lord. So, this is that the Uttama Adhikari is that?
Yes.
He sees Lord everywhere. Then Madhyama Adhikari, Iswara Tadadineshu, Bhadisheshu, Dushatsucha, Prema Maitri Kripabhakya, Ja Karoti Samadhyama. An intermediate or second class devotee called Madhyama Adhikari offers his love to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is a sincere friend to all devotees of the Lord, shows mercy to ignorant, people who are innocent and disregard those who are envious of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And the Kanishtha Adhikari is Archayam Eva Haraye Pujangya Swadeyate Nandad Vaktesu Chanesu Savakta Prakruta Smutaha. A devotee who faithfully engages in the worship of the deity in the temple but doesn't behave properly toward other devotees or people in general is called a Prakruta Bhakta. A materialistic devotee and is considered to be in the lowest position. So in this way, some important verses are covered in second chapter. In the third chapter, there are some questions, particularly how to surmount or cover, cross this illusory world or this illusion of the Lord. So Prabhupada says that tasmat gurum prapadeta jigyasu sreya uttamam shabde parecha nishnatam brahmani upasamasraya. It is 11.3.21. Therefore one should tasmat gurum prapadeta. Therefore one should take shelter of the spiritual master. Who seriously desires real happiness must seek a bona fide spiritual master and take shelter of him by initiation. The qualification of the bona fide guru is that he has realized the conclusions of the scriptures by deliberation and is able to convince others of these conclusions. Such great personalities who have taken shelter of the Supreme Godhead, leaving aside all material considerations, should be understood to be bona fide spiritual masters. So, in the fourth chapter, we describe how there are so many descriptions of the incarnations of the Lord. So, it is said in 4.23 that evam vidhani karmani janmani cha jagatpate bhurini bhuri jasasa varnitani mahabhuja. So there are so many incarnations of the Lord, that is also described in 4th chapter. So here in this verse it is said that evam vidhani karmani. This way, O mighty Arab King, there are innumerable appearances and activities of the Supreme Lord of the universe similar to those I have already mentioned. In fact, the glories of the Supreme Lord are unlimited. So, in the fifth chapter, this is very important for fifth chapter. Here, it is said that three important verses are there. Different processes of worship of the Lord are described. So particularly in the age of Kali, described in 11.5.32, is a very important verse. Krishna Varna, Krishna Krishna, Sangha Panga, Kripasadam, Jagyain Sankirtan Praye, Jadandhi Sumedasa. Those who are very learned person, like you, even you yourself, all of you.
No.
Because you have taken shelter in this Kali Yuga in Sankirtan Jagya. Those who do not take shelter of this Sankirtan Jagya, they are not so wise. Described in this verse. In the age of Kali, intelligent persons perform congregational chanting to worship the incarnation of Godhead who constantly sings the names of Krishna. Although his complexion is not blackish, he is Krishna himself. He is accompanied by his associates, servants, weapons and confidential companions. This is Gauranitai. Shri Krishna, Chaitanya, Prabhu, Nityananda, Yadvita, Radha, Shiva, Sadi, Gaur Bhakta. So you visited Advaita Acharya's place. So they have come in this age of Kali to deliver the whole world. So in the 33 verse it is said, Dadeyam sada paribhavagnam abhishta doham tirtha svadam siva virinche nutam saranyam mrityardhyan pranadapala bhavadipodam mande maha purusate charanaramindam. My dear Lord, you are the Mahapurusa, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and I worship your lotus feet, which are the only eternal object of meditation. Those feet destroy the embarrassing conditions of material life and freely award the greatest desire of the soul, the attainment of pure love of Godhead. My dear Lord, your lotus feet are the shelter of all holy places and of all saintly authorities in the line of devotional service, and are honored by powerful demigods like Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma. My Lord, you are so kind that you willingly protect all those who simply bow down to you with respect, and thus you mercifully relieve all the distress of your servants. In conclusion, my Lord, your lotus feet are actually the suitable boat for crossing over the ocean of birth and death, and therefore even Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva seek shelter at your lotus feet. Then another important verse is that Taktva Sugutsajya Surakshita Rajalakmim Dharmishta Arjabhusasa Jadagadaranyam Maya Mrugam Daita Ipsita Anudhavad Bande Mahapurusati Charanarabindam. O Mahapurusa, I worship your lotus feet. You give up the association of the goddess of fortune and all her opulence, which is most difficult to renounce and is hankered after by even the great demigods. Being the most faithful follower of the path of religion, you thus left for the forest in obedience to Brahma's cause. After sheer mercifulness, you chased after the fallen conditioned souls who are always in pursuit of the false enjoyment of illusion, and at the same time engaged in searching out your own desired object, Lord Samsundar. These words refers to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Krishna, and also Lord Ramchandra. So one acharya says that when we are hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, that is also Mahaprabhu's lila pastimes in an indirect way. So one Navajivudu says that Kaling Sabha Jayanti Ajya Gunagyan Sarvagina Jatra Sankirtana Neva Sarva Svarto Vilabhyati. 11.536. That those who are actually advanced in knowledge are able to appreciate the essential value of this age of Kali. Such enlightened persons worship Kali Yuga because in this fallen age all perfection of life can easily be achieved by the performance of Sankirtana. So it is also said that Krutadisu Prajarajan Kala Vichandi Sambhavam Kalau Kalu Bhavishandi Narayana Parayana. 11.538. My dear king, the inhabitants of Saptayuga and other ages eagerly desire to take birth in this age of Kali. Since in this age, what happens? Since in this age there will be many devotees of the Supreme Lord Narayana. These devotees will appear in various places, but will be especially numerous in South India. Your place, South India. O Master Arjan, in the age of Kali, those persons who drink the waters of the holy rivers of Dravida Desa, such as Tamrapani, Kritamala, Payaswini, the extremely pious Kaveri, and the Pratichi Mahanadi, will almost all be pure-hearted devotees of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vasudeva. In this way, there is also another very important verse, 11.541. Devasi Bhutapta Nunang Pitrunang Na kirtaro naayam runikya rajan sarvatmanaja saranam saranyam vato mukunda parirutya katyam. O king, one who has given up all material duties and has taken full shelter of the lotus feet of Mukunda, who offers shelter to all, is not indebted to the demigods, great sages, ordinary living beings, relatives, friends, mankind, or even one's forefathers who have passed away. Since all such classes of living entities are part and parcel of the Supreme Lord, one who has surrendered to the Lord's service has no need to serve such persons separately. This way, there are important verses of the 5th chapter, and in the 6th chapter it is described that all the demigods, they came to Dwaraka and they prayed the Lord that Jadubanse Avatinasya Bhavata Purushottama Sarat Satam Gatiyaya Pancha Vinsa Adhika Prabhu. This is stated in 11.625 that Brahma and other demigods, they pray the Lord that my Lord, you have come to this material and this material world for your different purposes. You have spent here Sarasatangatiya Panchavishadikupadi Prabhu. You have spent more than 125 years. Sarasatangatiya. So, if you like, you may wind up your Nida and go back to your spiritual world. It says that simply by decorating our here, then Uddhava appeared before the Lord, and Uddhava knew that the Lord is going back to the spiritual world, because all his relatives in the Yadavans have been killed. So he approached the Lord that Toya Bhukta Sragandha Basu Rankar Kastita Uttishta Vajna Dasa Tav Mayan Jayamihi. Simply by decorating ourselves with the garlands, fragrant oils, cloths, ornaments that you have already enjoyed, and by eating the remnants of your meals, we, your servants, will indeed conquer your illusory energy. So, he wanted the spiritual knowledge from the Lord. So the Lord imparts to him spiritual knowledge. And then also Maitreya was also there. So Maitreya and Uddhava, they got the knowledge, spiritual knowledge from the Lord. Just like the Lord gave the knowledge to Arjuna in Bhagavad Gita. So in Srimad Bhagavatam also, he gave the knowledge to Uddhava. So, particularly he, in the 7th chapter he described that he gives example of one Abhaduta. Abhaduta means just like Adhacharya. He was stated to be an Abhaduta, Adhacharya. Because all the Panchatattvas, among all Panchatattvas, each person seen as having beard. All others are clean shaven.
Okay.
You see?
Yes.
There is beard in there.
Yes.
He is Abhaduta. He is more fixed here. So, there is one Abhaduta, and Jadu. Jadu means the eldest son of Jajati, we have described in 9th canto. He asked so many questions to this Jadu, Nai Abhaduta. And Abhaduta told to him about 24 gurus. You have 24 gurus. And from each of guru he learned some lesson. Who are they? Like Prithvi, Bayu, Akash, water, fire, chandra, surya, kapota, ajagara, snake, sagara, ocean, patanga means bird, brahmara, bumblebee, gaja means elephant, madhuhari, jiva, that means who collects honey, harina means dove or deer, Meena means fish, Pingala is a prostitute, Kurara is a bat, Balaka is a small boy, Kumari is a small girl, not small girl, he is a girl, Saranirmata was one bow, was preparing one arrow for the bow to be shot like that, one snake, sarpa, then this Budiyani, Budiyani means this spider. And there is also one kito, one insect like that. These are the 24 gurus.
Budin
is spider. It will be fighting spider. Spider-Man. Spider-Man. It's killing. Spider-Man. So these are the 24 gurus. From each guru he learns something like that. And in the end he says that this Labdhva Sudhulavam Idam Bhosambhavande Manasam attadam anityam apya dhira turnam jatetana patita anumutu javan nishraya saya visa khalu sarvatasya. It is in 11th canto, 9th chapter. It says like that. That is, so to say, 25th guru of Bhagavad Gita. That 11.9.29. That when we get our human birth, it is got after so many species of life. After passing almost 8 million species of life, that we get this very rare human form of life. After many births and deaths, one achieves the rare human form of life, which although temporary, affords one the opportunity to attain the highest perfection. Thus, a sober human being should quickly endeavor for the ultimate perfection of life, as long as his body, which is always subject to death, has not fallen down and died. After all, sense gratification is available even in the most abominable species of life, whereas Krishna consciousness is possible only for a human being. In this way, in the 10th chapter, the Lord says about heavenly planets. He says that Tavat Pramodate Swarge Javat Punyam Samapate Kena Punye Patadarbha Anichan Kalacharita. There 11.10.26, he says, as in Bhagavad Gita, he says that Uddham Gacchanti Satvastha, like that. He says, until his past results are used up, the performer of the sacrifice enjoys life in the heavenly planets. When the past results are adjusted, however, he falls down from the pleasure gardens of heaven, being moved against his desire by the force of eternal time. Then, in the 11th chapter, there is description of these symptoms of conditioned and liberated living entities. There is a famous verse, 11.18, Sabda Brahman Nishnato Non Isnat Parajadi Sramastasya Sramaphalo Thiyadhanum Nivar Akhyata. That means, Sabda Brahman Nishnato. One may be very expert in these Vedic literatures, so many verses, maybe well versed. If through meticulous study one becomes expert in reading Vedic literature but makes no endeavor to fix one's mind on the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then one's endeavor is certainly like that of a man who works very hard to take care of a cow that gives no milk. In other words, the fruits of one's laborious study of Vedic knowledge will simply be the labor itself. There will be no other tangible result. So in the 12th chapter, there is a very famous verses are there. He says, this is the beyond renunciation and knowledge. This is particularly, there is the glorification of satsanga mahima. He says, no rodhati man yogo, no sankhya dharma ivacha, no svadhyaya tapasthyago, nishta purtam no dakhina. Vratani yajna chandanti, tithani niyama janaha, yatha avarunde satsanga, sarva sangha pohohi maam. That means, the Supreme Personality of Godhead said, my dear Uddhava, by associating with my pure devotees, one can destroy one's attachment for all objects of material sense gratification. Such purifying association brings me under the control of my devotee. One may perform the Ashtanga Yoga system, engage in philosophical analysis of the elements of material nature, practice non-violence and other ordinary principles of piety, chant the Vedas, perform penances, take the renounced order of life, execute sacrificial performances and dig wells, plant trees and perform other public welfare activities, give in charity, carry out severe vows, worship the demigods, chant confidential mantras, visit holy places, or accept major and minor disciplinary injunctions, But even by performing such activities, one doesn't bring me under his control. Then how is one control means under his control? By satsanga. By yatha avarudhe satsanga. But this satsanga is very important. Very important. So, in the 13th chapter, there is a description of a Hansa Giti. Hansa avatar. He answers questions of four Kumaras. When the four Kumaras asked some questions, Brahma was not able to answer that question. So the Lord came as Hansa. And he answered those questions. Manasa vatasa buddhya. Manasa vatasta dushtya. Gruhitei anyai api indriyai. Ahameva na matyonya. Iti buddham buddhadvam andasa. 11.3.24. I mean 11.13.24. That within this world, whatever is pursued by mind, speech, eyes or other senses is me alone and nothing besides me. All of you please understand this by a straightforward analysis of the facts. So in the 14th chapter, there is the description of Bhakti Yoga, the glorification of Bhakti Yoga. The very famous verse. Na tathame priyatama atmanjoni na sankara na sankarsana na sri naivatma cha datha bhava. 11.14.15. My dear Uddhava, neither Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, Lord Sankarsana, the goddess of person, nor indeed my own self are as dear to me as you are. There are various famous verses also in this chapter. So in the 15th chapter particularly, there is the Siddhi, Ashtanga Yoga Siddhi. It is said that Siddhaya Ashtadasa Prakta Dharana Yogaparagi Tasa Mastopat Pradhana Taseva Gunahitava. The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, the masters of the yoga system have declared that there are 18 types of mystic perfection and meditation, of which 8 are primary, having their shelter in me, and 10 are secondary, appearing from the material modes of goodness. Just like this anima, lagima, prapti, kamba, saita, all this, yeah, all these yogic siddhis.